American history is full of great inventors. Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Steve Jobs toiling away in his garage. Well, this week brought the death of another great inventor. While the computer scientist and mathematician John McCarthy was not a household name, he is the reason you might have heard of a little something called artificial intelligence. He coined the term. Astrophysicist Adam Frank has these thoughts on McCarthy's legacy.
What is going to happen when our machines wake up? What will happen when all these computers which run our lives suddenly become intelligent and self-aware? It's a question which makes sense to ask this week as the world marks the passage of John McCarthy. McCarthy was a professor at Stanford known for pushing the boundaries of what was possible with machines. He developed the venerable computer language called Lisp and used it to create one of the first chess programs. He also helped spur the growth of the Internet through his early time-sharing technologies, which were like a version of cloud computing. But it's for AI that he will be remembered. Artificial intelligence has become such a standard part of culture that I can refer to it by its initials, AI, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the possible consequences of developing an intelligent, self-aware machine are just as familiar. If I say robot overlords, you still know what I mean. There are basically two possibilities we naturally imagine when we think about AI. In the first, the development of machine intelligence brings us to a new age of wonders. We cure cancer, solve global warming, and design ships to carry us to the stars. It's a machine-human paradise. Think of the efficient, feminine voice of the computer on the Starship Enterprise, if you need an example. The other possibility, the robot overlord version, tends to get more play. We build machines, the machines wake up, the machines try to wipe us out. From the errant HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey, to the machine masters of The Matrix or Battlestar Galactica, we have often given fictional form, or perhaps steel and plastic form, to our worst nightmares. Many AI researchers can see both possibilities hovering somewhere in the future. While some scientists admit it's difficult to imagine why a conscious, hyper-intelligent machine would want to continue doing our bidding, others think we will understand how to avoid that fate in the very process of building an intelligent machine. Some ambitious scientists even speak of a race to develop good AI rather than the bad kind. For these researchers, the dangers of getting it wrong make a catastrophe like the worst global warming look like a game of checkers. It's even possible that the intelligence from machines will be so different from our own that entirely new forms of cooperation or antagonism will come to pass. One thing is certain, though. For a culture that is ever more dependent on its devices, humanity will have to learn to share the world with its silicon children.
Astrophysicist Adam Frank is the author of About Time, Cosmology and Culture at the Twilight of the Big Bang.